This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour on a Friday. There is tonight, and I think there's just a few tickets left, but if you're thinking about dinner tonight, they've got that spring dinner at Funky Buddha tonight. It is expertly paired bites and brews. I saw on the Funky Buddha Instagram, Chef Jeff getting everybody ready for it. So if you want to get tickets for tonight, you can go to funkybuddha.com. I'm not promising you that there's still tickets left for tonight, but there might be a few. So go to funkybuddha.com. You want to hear something interesting? So I'm on the Funky Buddha Instagram, and they are promoting, find it here, Thursday, April 17th. Join us for a fun one-shot adventure, all ages and experience levels welcome, Dungeons & Dragons Night. So I text Chef Jeff, Ryan, and KC at Funky Buddha, and I go, I just want to get this straight. No on nachos? Yes on Dungeons & Dragons? What am I missing here with Funky Buddha? And they're rolling with it. And to make it even wackier, Dr. Chuck and Jim DeJoseph are beyond excited for Dungeons & Dragons Night at Funky Buddha because they love Dungeons & Dragons.
It's a cult following. I don't know why Jimmy's shaking his head. I know Jimmy got Dungeons & Dragons somewhere in his room.
No, sir.
It's a cult. That crap's a cult-like following. Have you seen, what's the new movie that just came out? The goofy one, video game.
Oh, Minecraft. Movie. I bet your kids want to see that.
And they do, but these people are going crazy in the theaters.
In the theaters.
Yeah, man, this is a crazy, goofy, look at, now Jimmy's nodding his head. You like a Minecraft guy, huh, Jimmy? Yeah, man, bro, these grown men that like this stuff kills me. You're a grown-up. Go pay some bills. Go get some insurance. Go get a 401k, Minecraft, and Dungeons & Dragons, Chuck and Jim.
So again, if you want to play some Dungeons & Dragons, Funky Buddha on the 17th, Dungeons & Dragons Night.
Or
Dungeons & Dragons.
Tell you what I like, though. Dungeness crabs. You ever had Dungeness crabs?
Oh, they're delicious.
That's they have good them at, right there.
Oh, Rustic Inn. Has some good Dungeons and Crabs.
Yeah. Dungeons and Crabs. That's legit, man. Did you get your Buzelis bet in?
I did. All right. I had to reset my app. Yep, I got him over 14 and a half.
Riding with Lil Boozy Vert tonight. Let's go. Sir, Lil Boozy Vert. Let's pay it out again. All right, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Let's get headlines with Solana. It's brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. By the way, speaking of Doral Volkswagen, I want to tell you about my good friends and the award-winning team at Doral Volkswagen. Right now, you can select from a huge inventory of new Volkswagen models like the Atlas, Tiguan, and Taos. They have the perfect new Volkswagen for you in stock and ready for immediate delivery. With competitive financing and flexible lease options, you'll get the best deal at Doral Volkswagen. Nobody sells for less. Headlines with Solana.
Give you a little Masters update since we haven't talked too much
about
the Masters. Bryson DeChambeau Hawk, he finished shooting a 68, one stroke better than yesterday. He is in second place at 7 under through round two.
So I do have DeChambeau at plus 1,500. It's only a $20 bet, but it'll pay me $350. But at least I feel like I'll be in it for the weekend. I'll make bets over the weekend. Like I'll bet on head-to-head matchups and, you know, who wins Saturday, over-unders and stuff like that. I love betting the Masters on Saturday and Sunday.
I think I'm betting Rory.
On Saturday or Sunday or to win it?
To win it all. I think
what's Rory at right now?
He looked good today.
Because he's 6 under right now, so he's 2 strokes behind Rose.
Yeah.
Just looking to see what the odds are on Rory right now. He's plus 350.
Wow, he shot a 66 today. That's crazy.
He looked good today. I was watching that this morning. Rory was rolling.
Yeah. Still too early to know, though.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, it's still early to say, hey, these guys are going to be in the final.
The beautiful thing about golf, anything can happen on any given day. I mean, what are we doing?
And at the halftime of the Gators game, everybody thought they were going to lose to Houston, and then they come back and win by two.
I don't understand what you're taking issue with. All I'm saying is it's too early to know who for sure is going to pull away. That's all I'm saying.
Well, it's too early to know anything in sports at any time. I mean, we're not breaking ground here.
Too early to know who won the Super Bowl next year. What are you talking about?
No, we're midway through the tournament. All I'm saying is after the third round, you have a better idea of who's going to pull away.
Yeah, but the odds are much lower at that point. If someone's got a 3-stroke lead going into Sunday, like if Rory McIlroy has a 1-stroke lead all of a sudden, you're not going to get him at plus 350.
Okay, go ahead, Crowder. Put all your money on Rory then. Go ahead. Do it. I dare you. Do it.
I just did. Not all of it, because I killed March Madness. Not all of it, but I sprinkled a little something on Rory.
Yeah. Hey, Hawk, who's Bernard Langer?
Bernard Langer?
Longer.
Famous golfer.
Yeah, because they keep showing him on the ESPN broadcast, and this guy's got to be, what, 82, 83 years old? Like, he's
Bernard Langer's that old?
I don't know, man, but he looks like he's really struggling out there. Just, I mean, I know they have a rule, no golf carts, but I think at this point it's almost like cruelty to let this guy just walk
67
this course. Bro. Oh, man.
Well, I'm watching him right now.
Man, look at
where that shot goes. Dude, get this guy off the course, please.
What are you first of all, he's one of the best golfers in history, and he's only 2 over.
Never heard
of him. Master. What are you talking about?
Never heard of him.
You've never heard of Bernard Langer?
Never heard of him.
I mean,
did you see when they let those old guys tee off
at the
start of the Masters?
I love that.
Bro, them dudes' backs are shot.
I love that. I was telling my nephews today, I'm like, you know, Tyson. Wheel Tyson out in a wheelchair, I will watch the fight. Tiger Woods, put him in a wheelchair, I will watch him play any golf tournament that he's in. Like, I don't care. You never heard of Bernard Langer.
No. That's what I thought it was. For a second, I was going to tell Jimmy, like, hey, whatever seniors tournament we're watching, go back to the real
Masters.
Oh, I'm looking at him now. Bro, he's well put together.
Stop.
Yeah, I don't know what Solana's talking about.
He's not an old fat guy. He's well put together.
Yeah.
Nobody called him overweight. I'm just saying the guy looks like an ancient artifact out there. Yeah, just get him a golf cart. Help him around.
I guarantee you that guy's legs are stronger than yours, and he's got better gums.
He got better hair for sure.
Well, that I never comment on.
No, your lane.
He goes, oh, okay. Yeah, know your lane.
Looks like the Dolphins have made some news.
What?
They signed Kader Kohou, re-signed Kader Kohou.
Oh.
Any of you guys see that?
Mm. Yeah.
I did not.
Back on top.
And look at this from Ian Rappaport. The Saints suddenly have a major quarterback question. Starter Derek Carr is dealing with a shoulder injury that threatens his availability for this season. Carr is weighing options, including the possibility of surgery.
I heard him saying that.
There's no news story I could be less interested in on April 11th than what you just told us.
I had a follow-up that Shedeur Sanders was rumored to go to the Saints.
I mean, honestly, the 5 o'clock headlines, you're giving us a New Orleans Saints quarterback possible surgery update? What are we doing here?
All right, well, then I'll give you what I know you really want. The Heat yesterday bypassed the opportunity to waive Davion Mitchell. So, guys,
wait till Will Man on, because talk about it with someone who cares.
Davion Mitchell.
Okay, so then we'll get to Inter-Miami then. There's a 100% chance you want to talk about Inter-Miami.
That I do. I'm a huge supporter all of a sudden.
You saw Leo Messi. Looks like Leo and Inter-Miami are working on a contract extension.
I saw it from your brother. So I didn't know if I – that's where I saw it. I saw your brother tweet it. So I didn't know if I should give that any mind or not.
Mm. Doesn't he like own – doesn't he own a part of the team or something?
I thought so.
Yeah, I think part of his initial contract was that eventually he'd be able to be a part owner, and he's got like a ton of stock or something in Apple or shares in the Adidas world. I don't know. He's going to make a lot of money.
Somebody texts in, by the way, this is Bernard Langer's final time at Augusta. He is a 3-time Masters winner. That's who Solana was pointing out and laughing at.
Here he goes. Look, he's chipping in between all the crowd. Yeah, the guy can't hit the green. It's crazy.
I mean, look at him. The guy's jacked. He's 67. He's jacked. I don't know what you're talking about, Solana.
He is yoked up, Solana. Well, now, he's in better shape than you at 67.
Look, he looks better than you. He is in better shape than you right now.
No shot. Look at that. Look at that. It took him 17 strokes to get onto the green. Everybody's giving him a little clap. Way to go.
What are you talking about? 17 strokes, and that was a nice chip. Like, what? I don't know. I don't know what you're watching.
He got a 67-year-old face though, but his body is 25.
Yeah. But he looks 67, but his body is like Solana made it sound like it was Wilford Brimley walking around Augusta there.
Diabetes.
I thought I was watching the best golfers in the world, and then all of a sudden it's this make-a-wish
situation.
You're
watching a 3-time Masters winner. You know that's difficult, right? To win the Masters one?
You know that's difficult.
When he won it, though? Like in 1933?
You better leave this man alone.
Listen, you were going after Pat Riley earlier, man. I think I've got carte blanche.
It's goofy to retire Jordan's number, and I would
I'll tell
wear you
why
out.
It's not.
I'd wear you out on the golf course a lot again.
You guys, bro, I would smoke you.
I would wear you out.
I'm always seeing
two
Masters victories, by the way, for longer on Wikipedia.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Solana, your body's too tight to play golf. I've watched you play.
Crowder, you weigh like triple that weigh. What are you talking about?
You play on video games. You're a video game golfer. I'm an actual out there in the field reading the green golfer.
Bernard Langer, by the way, is one of 5 golfers in the world, in the history of the world, to have won professional golf events on all 6 continents where golf is played. That's the guy who Solana's saying he's terrible. Get him off the course.
Can I play golf?
I think you might be allergic to grass or something. You look like you can't be outside too long.
We saw him play golf and we saw him play hockey. And I don't remember which was which.
I didn't know which was which either.
Jimmy, what's your best sport? Like, what are you excel at?
Volleyball. We played on the Ohio High School volleyball.
No, we saw a picture of him in a team picture. We never saw video.
There is video.
You were sweet?
Not really.
In 2006, in recognition of his contribution to the sport of golf, Longer was appointed as an honorary officer of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire.
Well, I can tell you what, Hawk. He shouldn't be out there any longer. Oh, wait, he just missed another putt. What a shocker. What a shocker. Get him some glasses.
What a weird hill you have chosen to battle on. The anti-Bernard Longer hill.
I mean, look, everybody's giving him a standing ovation. He shot three over on that whole triple bogey. They're giving him a standing ovation. They feel bad for him.
He's three over on the tournament. What are you talking about? He's three over after two rounds of golf at 67 years old at the Masters. Yeah. What are you talking about?
But he's teeing off from the yellow tee box, right? He's teeing off from the yellow tee box.
All right. If anything else in the headlines, done with you.
He's on the red.
Look at that. He birdied 12. He birdied 8. He birdied 3. Yeah, that guy's washed up, Solana. He only birdied 3 holes this round at Augusta in the Masters.
He's hitting from the red so hard.
His caddy is literally holding his hand, taking him to the next hole. The guy doesn't even know where he's at anymore, man.
What are you doing?
Weekend at Bernie's.
I thought this was the most prestigious golf event ever.
You're watching one of the most prestigious golfers of all time. What are you doing? Mickelson looks good, doesn't he?
The hefty lefty.
But he doesn't look hefty. I'm saying he looks good. Like, he looks healthy.
Oh, Mickelson?
A healthy lefty.
Yeah.
All right, anything else, Solana?
Oh, yeah. That's the Ozempic.
That might be.
Yeah. He was never this thin. I haven't seen him.
Yeah.
Your weather, Remy DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Partly cloudy in South Florida. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the mid-70s. That is your weather.
All right. Let's pretend like... Solana's golf analysis never happened. This segment, this is like this is something we'll never talk about again.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Flan.
Hawk and Crowder.
The details behind the Diddy indictment: Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. And if you're headed to Funky Buddha right now in Oakland Park, enjoy the spring pairing dinner tonight. And Freaks Come Out at Night means it's our final segment for the week. And we got to be quick here because it's 5 minutes till 6. Dan Day is coming up at 6. Actually, he'll be on a little bit late here. And then Solana will get you ready for the Heat game starting at 6:45 tonight. I want to talk about something important, your health. And I have talked for years about Life Imaging FLA on this show. You go there, they try to detect signs of cancer or heart disease before you're symptomatic, using only a fraction of the radiation of most CT scanners. 1 out of 3 people is going to die from heart disease. You don't want to become a statistic. I went for my physical a couple weeks ago and my cholesterol was a little bit elevated. So my doctor sent me for a scan to see if I had plaque buildup in my arteries. And thankfully, I got a perfect score. gave me great peace of mind, which is something that you can get at Life Imaging FLA. So get proactive with your health and don't just do it for yourself. Do it for your loved ones. Call for your free heart scan with just a few minimum requirements. While you're there, you can ask about their cancer screening. Life Imaging FLA, they have three convenient locations to choose from in Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. Dade County, that Coral Gables location, is beautiful and convenient from everywhere, offers free valet parking. I'm telling you, call Life Imaging FLA for that free heart scan now with just a few minimum requirements. From your cell phone, call #250. Say the keyword, free heart scan. That's #250. Just say free heart scan. You'll be connected to Life Imaging FLA in seconds. All right. Crowder, you got to tell us about DeMesmin and Dover, and then we got to wrap things up officially here because you do have some Heat basketball tonight. Heat are 15.5-point favorites in New Orleans. And then this weekend, spring practice tomorrow for the Canes and Panthers hockey. I mean, we got action, Jack. And then you got another Heat game on Sunday. So wrap us up here, Crowder, and then let's hit it for the weekend.
Yes, this weekend, something wild's going to happen. You know, things pop up, and some of those are going to be accidents. You don't know when they're coming. That's why they're called accidents. You got to have your go-to accident attorneys, and mine are, and yours should be, Victor DeMesmin and Jeremy Dover of the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. They will help you with all the craziness that comes up in life, the car accidents, the slip and falls, medical malpractice. If you're hit by a truck, people whose loved ones died because something someone else did. If any of this happens, your life just changed. You're stressed out. Your family's stressed out. Things have changed. What do? You call DeMesmin and Dover. You let them take that stress off of you. They will handle all insurance companies, go over policies with you line by line so you know exactly what to expect and what they are fighting for, and they don't get paid a dime until settlement time. Call DeMesmin and Dover right now. If something happened in the past, give them a call. Let them look at the paperwork, see what they can do for you. It is a free consultation. Again, free consultation. Something happens tomorrow. And next week, you got to give them a call at 8.
Well,
fees are close
it
to you unless you get paid. They're
your internet is so bad, brother.
For around-the-clock access with any questions.
This is the guy that intercepted Tom Brady, right?
Call your accident attorneys at the DeMesmin.
All right. Everybody have a great and safe weekend. Go Heat and go Marlins. And we will speak with you from the Amerind Bank Arena, El Lunes.
Online.